Psalm 12, the Psalm of David. Help, Lord, for the godly man ceases, for the faithful disappear from among the sons of men.
They speak idly, everyone, his neighbor. With flattering lips and a double heart they speak.
May the Lord cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things. For the oppression of the poor, for the sighing of the needy, now I will arise, says the Lord. I will set him in the safety for which he yearns.
The words of the Lord are pure words, filter tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times.
You shall keep them, O Lord. You shall preserve them from this generation forever.
The wicked prowl on every side when violence is exalted among the sons of men.
Amen. Okay, this is a Psalm of David. And as we know and as we've been hearing, this primarily means a psalm written by David that deals with the messianic nature of Christ, that deals with his role as the anointed of God as well. This psalm is one that doesn't really point to any particular point in time in his life, that doesn't address any particular issue in and of itself. This is one that, well, as we read it, we could easily fall into the, not trap, but the habit of man of saying, yes, this one was written particularly for our times. It's a funny condition of the human mind that when we read something or see something in prophecy or in scripture, every generation seems to think that it was written for them particularly. And that's often the truth. The problem is people do that when it comes to end times prophecy and that kind of thing as well. But look at the first two verses here. How often do we think the same thing about our own time and our own condition? Help, Lord, or Yahweh, for the godly man ceases. The faithful disappear from among the sons of men. They speak idly, everyone with his neighbor, with flattering lips and a double heart they speak. As we look around, we hear all the time from other Christians and from ourselves that it seems that things are just getting worse and worse, and they're Christians, there aren't as many of them, and the ones there are less effective, and evil is more and more common, and people just talk all sorts of nonsense and lies and deceit. What we need to see here in God's Word, and these words written by a man long, long ago as the Spirit moved him to speak this truth to us, it's really nothing out of the ordinary. It's nothing out of the ordinary for people to feel this way. It's really not out of the ordinary for things to seem this way. Because the faithful and the godly do seem to be disappearing. It seems more and more in all times and places, except for very rare occasions, that things are going backwards. And it's not only because the church does seem to progress in the old three steps forward, two steps back fashion, but goodness by its very nature isn't all that newsworthy. It doesn't stand out. The quiet, godly, faithful man isn't as obvious as the liar, the cheat, and the thief. But here, let's look again. This is the first two verses are the words of man, of the psalmist, praying to God, calling out to God with his problem. The response in verse 3, may Yahweh, Jehovah, cut off all flattering lips and the tongue that speaks proud things, who have said, with our tongue we will prevail, our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? Now again, we see this in our current culture, in our current times, where people feel or say or demand, they have the right to say whatever they want, harmful or not, deceptive or not, damaging or not, they claim that they have the right to do it. Our lips are our own, who is Lord over us? And this has ever been the way of mankind. Now, we've seen here from the godly man, and we've seen the perspective of the ungodly man. And now, in verse 5, we begin to see the perspective of the Lord in all this. For the oppression of the poor and for the sighing of the needy, now I will arise, says the Lord. Just to clarify, he's saying, because of the oppression of the poor and due to the sighing of the needy. Not that he's going to do these things, but in response to them, and now I will arise, says the Lord. I will set him in the safety for which he yearns. The godly one will be protected by the Lord. Now we have three statements here, don't we? the godly man in his despair, not necessarily in sin, but in his despair, the ungodly man in his pride, and the Lord in his righteousness speaking. Who's going to win this contest, this three-way competition in speeches? Well, in verse 6, we see that the words of the Lord are pure words, like silver tried in the furnace of earth, purified seven times. You will keep them, O Lord. There's no question about who has the right words, who has the true words. It's the Lord. And He says that He will care for His people. In verse 7, the pronouns there are a little touchy. They talk about the words of the Lord, and then it says, you shall keep them, O Lord. You shall preserve them from this generation forever. He's not speaking of the words there, but from the poor and the needy mentioned up in verse 5. And to wrap it up in verse 8, the wicked prowl on every side when vileness is exalted among the sons of men. Well, vileness is exalted among the sons of men today, isn't it? And it was during the time of the apostles, because Paul spoke of that very clearly in Romans. It was in the times of David. You see, he speaks of it right here. It was previously in the time of the judges. It was in the time of the patriarchs. It was in all times after the fall of man that the wicked prowl on every side when vileness is exalted among the sons of men. Evil is ever with us. But when vileness is kept down by the rule of the godly, then they don't prowl on every side. They're hidden. They hide. They know they're in danger and they're kept quiet. But when vileness is exalted, the wicked prowl on every side, seeking to take whom they might. Now, as we sing this psalm, it's a prayer. It's a prayer for enlightenment. It's a prayer for God to rise up and help the godly. And it's a prayer that God will defeat and put down the proud who claim the rights of their own lips. We can see, of course, that this fit very well during the time of Jesus. That as He was the righteous one, the perfect righteous one, there were those with double hearts speaking, flattering lips, lying to Him, all the time plotting His destruction. But we see that the Father, the Holy Spirit, and the Son all worked together at that time to bring out of that the salvation of God's people. And that the words of the Lord were upheld in that time and in that generation forever. As we sing this, remember, God is there. He will defend His people, and His words are pure words. And we'll sing Psalm 12 and we'll sing Version 8.